from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you. I haven't said this all morning long. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend morning. Saturday, 6 to 10. Sunday, 6 to 10. We'll be back tomorrow. And we start this 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Ackworth.
Up in Ackworth.
Up 75 off 92 there, around there by Lake Altoona.
Up there by the lake.
Up there, Lake Altoona.
By the lake. On your way to Bucky's. Why are you laughing?
It always comes back to Bucky's. Always comes back to Bucky's.
You're on your way to Bucky's, man.
What if you're driving from Florida up to Illinois? You're going to buy a couple Bucky's.
A couple. Yeah, well.
Tennessee. Anyway, we have a very special guest. Would you do the honors and ask him when last time he's been to Bucky's?
I don't know if he's been to Bucky's. He have to go farther than his hometown because he got to go down below Macon. I don't know if he gets down that way. But we do know. And he gets up here for the Falcons, and he plays for our hometown team, and we're so proud of what he's doing today. Joining us on the WadeFor.com hotline, Falcons cornerback D. Offers got his football camp today. D, good morning. Welcome
morning.
To Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When the last time you been to Bucky's?
You know what, crazy? I've never been to Bucky's.
Now Sam's going to pick you up and take you.
No,
you
got to
go to Bucky's.
I got to go. I got to go now. It's only right.
You're a brisket man? You like brisket?
I'm not gonna lie. I never really just tried it for real, so I'm kind of behind. I'll make sure, you know, I try it pretty soon.
I tell you what, I wasn't a big brisket either, but Sam kept hitting me over the head with this place, and it's the location. It's everything else they got up in there, and it's got It's one of these places, D. When you walk in, it's got a smell. It's got like
okay.
We all remember like Blockbuster. When you walked into Blockbuster, it had a smell. I'm telling you.
He don't know about Blockbuster.
Oh, that's true. That's right. I actually do.
We had one in my hometown, Griffin, Georgia.
You hear that? He know about Sam. So he know about Blockbuster. Anyway, Bucky's is worth the trip if you're going up in that area, man. But anyway, listen, appreciate you getting up and joining us this morning to talk about your camp.
Well, he's up because you're an hour away from getting started this camp.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, you got to start at 10 o'clock. It's free. Kids is age 8 through 16. Are you full? And if some kid wants to come out today, can they still come over?
Yes, sir. We're pretty full. You know, we reached the max capacity. We had to change location to be exact. So we ended up changing the location and doing it at my old high school, Spalding High School, located here in Griffin. You know, like I said, man, it's full. But you know, anyone want to come, they can come and participate, man. You know, the goal is to always, you know, give back to the youth, and you know, help these kids, you know, teach them the fundamentals of the game, and hopefully, you know, they can go on and have a great career.
They're gonna get a chance to hear about your time at that age in Griffin, going to camps like this.
Yes, sir. They have, man. It's crazy because I remember I was in these young kids' shoes. I was able to attend guys like Bobby Rainey, you know, Sherrod Martin, guys like that. That came out of Griffin, Georgia. They threw, you know, youth counts and stuff like that. So I'm just excited to see who's going to be that next kid, you know, to make it out of my hometown.
Folks, spending time talking with number 20 for your Atlanta Falcons. D. Alford is here. He's got his D. Alford football camp today. It's free for young people at his alma mater, Spalding High School there in Griffin, from 10 until 1 today. Do you talk about, you know, just growing up in Griffin? Because like you said, there are examples all around you. And maybe a little pressure because there's some ballers that have come up in Griffin. Go all the way back to Rayfield Wright, Hall of Famer. You guys have quite a tradition there in Griffin. You know about Rayfield,
it is,
right?
Man. It is. It's just coming from Griffin, Georgia. It's a small town, you know, like located approximately like 40 minutes below Atlanta. I want to say it's a huge, you know, football city. Like you said, we got guys. We can go all the way back to Rayfield Wright. You know, we can go on and on with Jesse Tuggle, another Atlanta Falcon legend. Like I can name a lot of more guys, you know. But just being for Griffin, man, it's something special, and to be able to, you know, to carry on that tradition, the tradition of, you know, guys making it to the next level, it means a lot. Coming from a small town.
D. Alford joining Sam and Greg here. All right, take us back to that time. We all have been there. Well, most all of us have been there. When we ran into that person who we couldn't believe we were standing in front of, that professional athlete, who was that person, that professional athlete at whatever age it was that you just didn't have, you couldn't come up with a sentence. You just sat there and looked at him. Do you remember who
that
was?
I'm going to say Michael Vick. It got to be Michael Vick. You know, Michael Vick was the reason, you know, I wanted to play football growing up. You know, he came to, like, one of our practices, I want to say, my rookie year, man, and I didn't even know how to introduce myself. I was lost for words because I'm a huge fan of Michael Vick. So we ended up taking a picture, man. So memories like that, you know, I remember forever. So you know, shout out to Michael Vick.
You know what? It's so ironic. I was at the camp yesterday over at Morehouse with A.J. Terrell, and I think A.J. is going to come down there with you today. And he said the same person. He said he went to a camp as a kid. Michael Vick was there, and that just made the biggest impression on him. I mean,
man, it's crazy. It's crazy being in, you know, Michael Vick presence, bro. It's different. It's a different kind of feeling, especially when you finally, you know, get to be face to face with your favorite player. You know, one of the guys who influenced you to want to pick up a football. So stuff like that means a lot. And for him to, you know, take time out of his day to take a picture with me and have a conversation. So. It means a lot to me.
Have you had a chance to tell him that story since you've made it to the league?
I didn't. But I'll be sure to the next time. You know, he had a past birthday, so I gave him a birthday shout out. Hopefully, he saw that. But you know, if I ever see him again, I'll let him know. You know how much he impacted me as a person. So.
Well, you're bound to see him again now because he comes through every now and then up at Flower Branch, so you get a chance to see him. Talk about your story. And the fact that you went to Tusculum, you got to the NFL by way of Canada. Some people would say you got that a hard way, but talk about your story and what you want young people, maybe kids who are at the high school level now, to know that's possible for them.
Okay, I'll say, yeah, I mean, I had a hard journey, you know. Journeys like that, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason, in a sense, you know. It made me the type of player I am today. You know, I'm a hard worker, dedicated, you know, relentless player. So, stuff like that. Yeah, man, I actually, you know, walked on at Division II, Tusculum University, located in Greenville, Tennessee. Went there for all 4 years, you know, did my thing, got an opportunity. You know, actually, I talked to a few NFL teams before, you know, the pandemic happened. Then 2020, you know, the whole world shut down. So, right. I was blessed enough to already, you know, ink the contract with, you know, Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So, yeah, long story short, man, I went to Canada, CFL All-Star, CFL Grey Cup Champion, you know, Rookie of the Year, stuff like that, you know, and now I'm here. But I say to, you know, kids, you know, high school kids, man, look, whatever you put your mind to, you can really achieve it. Like, if you just give your all and put the work in, like, the way the universe works, man, you will be blessed back, man. And I feel like, you know, if you put God first and just do the right things, you know, blessings will come your way. So that's the only words I can come up with, you know, to the young guys right now. Just whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve it.
All right. Well, D, you've told us about the journey. We're going to give you a chance to give some shout-outs to the people who helped you through that journey, because that's those folks, you know, we don't want to forget about them, whether it's family members, whether it's coaches. I'll let you start wherever you want to start, but I know there's some people who helped you get where you are right now.
They did. It's a lot of guys. I might, you know, miss out and miss a few guys' names, but I can go all the way back to – you know, the Park and Rec League, my coach, Flew Ellen. You know, he was one of them guys that told me when I was 7 years old, man, like, hey, you're going to be something special one day. Also, my high school coach, actually my cousin, you know, Coach Nick Davis. You know, he back here at Spalding High School.
Yeah, he is.
He coached me, you know, my 1 year. I played high school ball my senior year, and he installed into me, man, you know, like, hey, you got that dog in you. So you know, when you realize you got that dog in you, you got that mindset, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. So shout out to, you know, Coach Nick Davis. And I can go to college, you know, Coach Jerry Odom, my defensive coordinator and head coach that was with me at Tusculum. My coaches in Canada, my parents. Man, it's a lot of guys who influenced me. My classmates growing up, it was a lot of guys who had way more talent, you know, than me that, you know, unfortunate, you know, it didn't work out for them. And so I use them for my why, my motivation as well, you know, guys that want to be in my shoes and, you know, praying that they can make it to the NFL. So, like, guys like that, you know, I play hard for them. Not only do I play for myself, man, it's a lot of whys and a lot of reason why I feel like I go as hard as I do.
Yep, and he's doing it today, folks, having a camp. This is D. Offer from the Falcons. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at OfferGlow4, at OfferGLO4. And just follow him there as you get ready for this season. Changing at Flower Branch's coaching staff, just talk about how things have gone through the off-season workouts, the OTAs, and mini camp with Coach Ra.
Man, it's been great so far, man. We've been together for the past 9 weeks. I want to say, man, the energy is just so different when you walk into the building from the weight room staff, the coaching staff, the kitchen. It don't matter where, bro. Just the energy, you can feel it. You know, energy is contagious. And like I said, man, we got a great coaching staff, a great group of guys. You know, we ready, you know, to showcase and show everybody what we're capable of, man. But like I said, just with these new coaches coming in, man, it's a different energy, man. We ready to win.
So it's June 29th. When does that football dog mentality start to kick in on the calendar?
I'm not gonna lie, my dog mentality already kicked in. I already been, you know, kind of, you know, working out and still training, like, you know, getting ready for, you know, report back July the 24th for a training camp.
Right.
But yeah, that dog mentality don't go nowhere. You know, I wake up, go to sleep. I still wake up and go to sleep with that dog mentality.
All right, got that laser focus.
I know you got to keep it. Got to keep it. Who you got coming out? Who you got coming out there to work with you and to help you today? You got any teammates?
I got a few guys. A few guys who made it to the league from Griffin, Georgia as well. I want to shout out, you know, Chandler Worthy, Corey Moore. I got Bright Ayers Ham. I got AJ Terrell coming. I got my teammates from Tusculum. They, you know, they driving 5-6 hours to come support. So I got a great support staff, man. And I'm thankful.
I'm trying to think of that wideout. I don't have the schedule in front of me. That wideout, you know, or whoever it is that's coming downfield in his area that he's looking forward to playing this upcoming season. Now, we could pick a couple from the guys in the division. Yeah. But I'm talking about some of the bigger boys. Like, Minnesota coming here with Jefferson.
Well, when you saw this schedule, what excited you most? I mean, you got Steelers, you got Cowboys coming in here, you got Chiefs coming in. I mean, you want to be up for all of them, right? But, I mean.
Yeah, man. I think I'm more excited just to have, like 3 or 4 primetime games, man. You know,
yeah.
This going into my third year, we never had a primetime game. So that's right. That just shows a lot, you know, what the league kind of recognizing what we got going on here in the, you know, in Atlanta. So, boy, I'm going to say, man, it's a lot of good slot receivers. There's a lot of good slot receivers. But I don't have, like, one particular guy that, you know, that I circle my calendar for. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's a team sport. It's not a one-on-one thing. But, like I said, we got some good matchups, you know, with the Kansas City Chiefs coming here to Atlanta. We got to go to Philadelphia, face the Eagles. You know, they got a great wide receiver core. I can go on and on, man. It's a tough schedule.
Well, then I tell you what. Let's just predict this. He's going to get a pick six against Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh,
and that'll just stay up.
My dad said the same thing. I wrote it down in my notebook. I spoke it to the universe. So, hey, man, hey, thank you for speaking it to existence. We're going to remember this. This conversation.
My absolute pleasure. We hope it happens, man. Well, we should shut up at that point.
Yes,
we need to just stop talking now. We didn't put it out there, Sam. Go ahead.
That's all right. All right.
Yes,
this is D. Offer. His camp starts at 10 a.m. down at Spalding High School. Man, thanks so much for being a blessing to your community.
Absolutely.
And all the best today and when you guys head for camp here in a few days.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me once again, man. My pleasure.
Appreciate it, D.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Have a great season. Thank you. D. Offer joining us here. Now, he's kind of fun. We got to get him back up here.
Yeah, we do, man. That's right. Fantastic.
But he's got a big day going. hopefully Mother Nature doesn't make it a little damp out there.
Yeah, but
she's not giving any rhyme or reason.
Thing of it is that humidity is out there. They're gonna feel that now, but they're gonna be done by 1 o'clock. But you do want to get them out there on the field. Something's going to be a good time.
All right. Speaking of feeling a certain kind of way, Jason Longshore is going to be joining us next. We got to talk about this. Atlanta United are taking on Toronto today. Can't get in front of a TV. Pre-kick at 6:30. Kick at 7. He is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Game 92.9thegame.com.
Kick it!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 29th day of June. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. We're sitting up here before we bring Jason on here. I didn't know about Martin Mull, lost Martin Mull. A lot of people, big fans of
Vern Wood tonight.
Yeah, but that show was, that was one of those sort of specialty shows that you had to want that show.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people gravitated toward it, but you see his face, you know him from everywhere. And Bill Combs, talk about the quintessential character actor.
Yeah.
Been around forever. Bill Combs, to tell you his movies, you just look him up and you go, oh, that's the dude. He's just one of them.
You just remember him from the end of New Jack City. The guy that came
New
in.
New Jack City, yeah.
He came in and blew away Nino Brown at the end.
Yep. Well, there you go.
There you go.
What was the one I was thinking of? He was in The Sopranos, too. Had a great episode, him and Greg Allen Williams, who lives here in town out there by Lake Spivey.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher and son, like I said, great episode. But anyway, the guy had been around, like I said, forever. So rest in peace, those two. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we welcome in Jason Longshore. Been a week, buddy. How was your week? And thank you for getting up and joining us.
It's been pretty busy lately. You know, we had another big international match at the Benz on Thursday night. It didn't really go the way that we all would have liked, but lots of soccer, lots of stuff to talk about. It's been very hectic lately.
A lot to talk about. You know, we know what, we got a game tonight. Let's go back to this week and the match that we had in town and disappointment of a lot of people, Team USA with Panama. First of all, great to have that event in town, and traffic was so incredible Thursday downtown. But once again, we got a glimpse of what's to come, you know, in a couple of years here. And, you know, now that Team USA is a little bit of a spot, having to go up against a really, really tough team to try to stay in.
I have a follow-up to that, but go ahead.
Jason. Yeah, I mean, it's a game that I think a lot of people overlooked Panama, and if you've paid attention to like the matches between those two teams over the last probably 10 years, Panama is not what they used to be. This is a very good team that doesn't fear the United States. And I think you saw that before the red card. I think you saw that Panama wasn't just going to sit back and defend and occasionally try to get forward on the counter. They were going to be combative, and they were going to get under the U.S. player's skin. And Greg Berhalter talked about it after the game. He talked about it before the game. They knew that was coming. They knew what was going to happen, and they had talked about how to deal with it. They knew this referee was one who had no problem making big, bold decisions and making himself the center of attention, and they gave him the opportunity. It's a horrible decision by Tim Weah to take a swing at somebody who bumped him off the ball, and that cost the team the game ultimately, because when you play with 10 players against 11 for 70 minutes or so, you're going to run out of gas eventually. If they had been able to get to the final whistle at 1-1, it doesn't make Monday easy, but it makes it easier. You've got more ways to qualify. Now, because of that late goal where it looked like they got tired, they weren't able to clear the ball out of the defensive third, they made some individual mistakes in that sequence. Now it's not even necessarily enough just to win on Monday night against the team that's probably looked the best in the tournament in Uruguay. You're going to need to potentially, depending on the scoreline in the other game, you're going to need to potentially win by multiple goals, because you could end up in this group if the U.S. beats Uruguay and Panama beats Bolivia, which is what you would expect. Bolivia hasn't scored a goal in the first two games. You're going to be scoreboard watching, because it's going to come down to goal differential with three teams on 6 points if the U.S. can win. And Uruguay has a great goal differential after beating Bolivia 5-0 on Thursday night. The U.S. is +1. Panama's -1. Panama should beat Bolivia by multiple goals. It's going to get very complicated on Monday, and all that is if, and it's a big capital letters if, the U.S. can beat Uruguay on Monday.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Getting ready for Atlanta United, Toronto. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30, in case you can't get in front of a TV. I want to follow up on that, because I didn't talk to you. What was your Thursday like? Did you have to jump through a few more hoops than you normally would just get into the stadium because of the close proximity of the president being around the corner and just the massive amount of people who were trying to get into the Benz? What was it? When did your day start on Thursday?
You know, it actually wasn't too bad. Really? Thursday, Atlanta United had training in the morning, so I was up in Marietta. Everybody up there was talking about, President Biden was landing at Dobbins, close by where Atlanta United trains, their training facility, early in the afternoon. So I made sure to get out of the Marietta area before that was going to happen.
Okay.
And then I just maybe took a little bit of a longer route to get over towards the stadium, but avoided everything in Midtown. I kind of went through South Downtown and then back towards Mercedes-Benz. So you got to know the side streets. You got to know your ways around in this town. You know that.
Come on. Yeah, that is the key. That's what I remember from when the Olympics, and that's also when the World Cup comes here. If you know the side streets, you'll be able to get around just fine, because everybody else is going to be on the freeway, right?
Yep.
All right, Jason. Listen, this is a busy upcoming week for these guys. I mean, we can talk about Toronto tonight, but going out to New England for Wednesday and then to Salt Lake City, I'm correct, for Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be hectic because this is an opportunity, and Rob Valentino talked about it this week. Brad Guzan talked about it this week. Everybody talked about it this week. You got to stack up points. You know, you're on a little bit of a run here. You, under Rob Valentino, you haven't lost. One win, two draws. They've been, I think, pretty stable. You're starting to get some guys back. Bartosz Sliszcz back from the European Championships. So, Stian Gregersen back to where he is able to play in St. Louis. So, you're getting healthy. You're getting your personnel back in. Now, you still have to replace Yorgos Giakoumakis with a forward. That window's not open yet for another 3 weeks. So, you're identifying. I'm sure there's conversations being had. I know Thiago Almada's name has come up. It sounds like a deal is close to being done there. So, you're going to get into that replacement cycle.
Yeah.
But you've got these games that are at least two of the three against teams that you should look at and say, we match up well with these guys. Toronto is one that you're looking for a little revenge after losing up there back in March. And then New England has gotten hot here lately, but they've had some injuries and they've had some struggles. They lost one of their most talented players in the last week. That's a road game where you can get something out of it, but it starts tonight. And when you're going into a week like this, where you're going to be on the road, you're going to be away from home and long travel. I mean, Atlanta to New England is one of the longest trips in the Eastern Conference. And then New England to Salt Lake is a pretty long trip. So you got to start a trip like that well. You got this home game tonight against Toronto. Need to continue to build the momentum, pick up 3 points.
Yep, spending time on the Wait For It. I come online with Jason Longshore. He is social. You can always find him at Longshoe. At Longshoe. And hopefully because he's going to get us a win tonight. It's what we always hope to get.
You keep saying that and it ain't happened, so we should stop saying it.
Well, we should
stop saying it and then it'll happen. But it's
you
too late
so?
For Yeah, you keep saying it and it don't work. So you know what the definition of insanity
you think
is.
So?
Well, it can't hurt, right?
Okay.
Don't say nothing. Well, you already said it now for today, so just keep your mouth shut on Thursday.
But if he gets the win tonight, then it will be all good.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying.
Talk about.
I can only do so much, y'all. Come on.
That's right. Yeah. See, he can only do so much.
But talk about that tonight and the fact that this team is trying to restore, this what has been the greatest home field advantage to me in the league since this team has come into existence. I don't know, put the fear into our opponents, but just to restore the fact that if you come in here, it's going to be a hard place for you to get a win. It seemed at times during the time this franchise has been here that it seems impossible for teams to come in and get wins here. So tonight, is another opportunity to bring that back.
Yeah, you got to get that feeling back strong. I think we've seen this in various teams and in various leagues where, home field advantage, it's a real thing, and there's no way around it. It's real, and I think in some cases it can be more exaggerated than in others. That's down to the fan base. It's down to the stadium, down to aura a little bit. Right now, without a win at home in a while, maybe that's dimmed a bit here. But great home venues, great home crowds, great teams at home, it bounces back really fast, and you have to get a win to start that process. And I think one of the most important things that needs to happen with this group, and you talk about understanding that feeling, it's these homegrown players for Atlanta United. Atlanta's the only team in MLS this season to have had 5 homegrown players on the field at the same time out of the 11. That's how they closed out the game in D.C., maintaining that 1-0 win. They've started 3 homegrowns on the back line in the last 2 games. When you're able to develop those kids who, were in the building for the MLS Cup title win in 2018, and they were, small kids at that time, but they were there. They know what it's felt like. They've been in that building for so many big games, and now they're starting to play in these matches themselves. They know what it can be like, and it's such an important part. I know we get hung up on the big name signings and guys coming in from you know, other parts, either the league or other parts of the world, and welcoming them in, and how much of a difference they can make. The core, the lifeblood of your team, the DNA of your team is the kids who have been going to that building and going to those training fields since they were 11, 12, 13 years old. They get it better than anybody else. So those are the ones that right now are playing such a significant role in starting to turn this around and getting some results on the road in these last couple of games. So you're looking to them to help provide a little bit of that impetus here at home, since they understand it better than anybody else.
Before he gets out of here, I got to ask him a question, because I heard a statement and then I was thinking of something and I couldn't come up with an answer. And so this would be perfect for Jason when he comes on.
This could be dangerous.
No, well, not really, but just getting you're enlightening us, and education is here. Sam and I were talking earlier about I forgot what sport it was, but you were talking about so-and-so played, was it, what was the other sport? We were talking about a football player who played another sport, and I was like, do you remember earlier in the show?
Okay.
Do you remember what the sport was? Anyway, the point is, there are two sport athletes where one of the sport is soccer on the professional level. That was one thing. And then the other thing was, has there been, I don't know if it's, I want to say a good player, great player, whatever, that came from another sport and made soccer their main sport, like we have seen in other, or at least the big four here in America? Is that something that's done? Is there anybody that you can have that's a two-sport athlete where soccer is one of those sports? And I thought to myself, no, it really can't be.
And mostly kickers.
It's tough because of, I think more than any reason, when you get to this kind of level we're talking about, it's tough because of some of the specialized skills, but also some of the specialized, like, physical training. Just, you're going to have to run 7 to 8 miles in a game. That's going to eliminate some players from some other sports straight off. It's just, you can't bounce back and forth in that.
Okay.
Now, I do think at young ages, though, it is absolutely vital for young soccer players to get opportunities to play other sports, and other sports athletes to play soccer. Like, I think it's really important in those areas. Probably the player I can think of that maybe came to soccer a little bit later and has had a ton of success is Matt Turner, the U.S. National Team goalkeeper. He was a little bit of a late bloomer in the soccer world. I'm sure he played when he was young, but not at the highest of levels. Like, he wasn't looked at as a pro prospect. Went to a small college, ended up breaking his way through, but he got into the more competitive levels of the game pretty late. Typically, it's your 12, 13, 14-year-olds are pretty much locked in already. But there's some. I mean, Chad Ochocinco played pretty high-level youth soccer.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's
early
what
high school, maybe middle of high school.
Yeah, but he went to football. I'm saying, is it the other way around? Are there players that you can name that were, you know, that played another sport and then decided, well, I'm going to just play full-time soccer?
I don't think there's anybody who came to it completely blind and did it. Yeah. Turner would probably be one, and that's goalkeeper, which is a little bit more specialized position too, where it's probably a little bit easier to do. He made the choice to focus on soccer later, and I'm sure others have. I think you're going to see it more and more on the women's side, honestly. You know, you've seen Jordan Dudley is one, and Sam, you know, talking about Cambridge High School, Jordan Dudley was an all-region, I think, point guard in basketball, but she was the NCAA Freshman of the Year in soccer at Florida State this past year.
That's what I'm talking
about. So I think she focused to specialize the other way, but she was playing high-level soccer and basketball simultaneously.
All right. I see. I knew he'd be the one to ask. Look at that thorough answer there. Thank you, Jason.
Hey, that's right.
Thank you, sir. All right, listen, man. I'm just have a wonderful call tonight. We'll just leave it at that. You and Mike.
I can do that.
There you go. You and Mike have a great call, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you for getting up and joining us, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank y'all.
All right. Appreciate it. That is Jason Longshore. We got to stop that, man.
Why?
Because we're putting pressure on him. Like you said, he can only do so much, and we've been doing it and doing it. It ain't work, so let's we'll stop moving forward and see what happens.
Well, this worked with the interim coach.
It ain't worked since he's been there.
Not.
All right. So
let's just work. He's won. He just hadn't won at home.
Let's to stop and see what happens. We got a big week coming up, New England and Salt Lake City. We need some checks on that one. We need a check tonight in Toronto, and then maybe we'll go 3-0 on this stretch. Who knows? But we're going to keep our mouth shut. something. Anyway, we got to wrap things up. We got John Franke coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Rest in peace, Heavy D. I miss that dude.
You mean Heavy Diddly Diddly D?
Yes, true. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That was very smooth how you did that. That was very smooth. On this Saturday morning, 29th day of June, every once in a while you come in, you like one of them Greg Maddox coming in around the corner fastballs. Break it in on right-handed hitters. On this, like I said, this Saturday morning, I want to thank all our guests that have showed up here. Starting in it of growth for the Atlanta Dream. Also, D. Alford. Griffin's own.
And he is there today.
And what time is that camp? About 20 minutes, right?
About 20 minutes. They're going to get started there at Spalding High School. Said they're full, you know, as far as people registered, but they're not going to turn anybody away. So if you're going to get a kid between the ages of 8 and 16, it is a free camp. And he's got A.J. Terrell from the Falcons headed down to be out there on the field working with him, along with some of his former teammates. You're going to have a good time. You're going to get to work out with the pros today. And you know, you don't know what young person will be there and seeing and meeting them.
Oh, absolutely.
Will do for the same thing he said about meeting
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he's just really giving it back in his hometown.
If you had to guess, who was the only Major League Baseball manager with 600 wins in both leagues? 600 wins in both leagues. There is one.
Herzog?
No. But he achieved the feat today. It was on this date where he got it at one of the, I'm not going to tell you which league it was, but anyway, you'll know what it is as soon as I tell you. Big Red Machine.
Okay.
Tigers.
Anderson.
Sparky.
Sparky, yeah.
Sparky did it. He's the only guy to get it in 600 wins in both leagues.
In both
leagues. He got his 600th win with the Tigers on this day. And it was back in, I forgot. This long ago. It was like 86.
Yeah.
He got that. But this is even more.
Remember, the Big Red Machine, that was 70s.
The 70s, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't coach nowhere before that. I mean, he might have coached, but he didn't manage. Here's one that I had forgotten about. And because he's slight of frame, you don't think about it. You think of this guy as the upper 2% of a corporation, not Bulldog, which is a nickname given to him. But on this day, Earl Hershiser started a streak, and he started it in 1984, where he did not miss a scheduled start from 1984 to 1990.
Wow.
You talk about that with
the starting pitchers today in the game.
Every start. I mean, my goodness. I know they.
In those days, you were still coming out to start the game.
Lasorda wasn't giving him no six.
You know what I mean? Right. You coming out there hoping to go nine.
Right.
And that's the other part. You know, in this day and age, the way pitchers are handled and how you have to handle.
Six years straight. He hit every scheduled start.
Yep, that's remarkable.
That's impressive. And your last little baseball thing today, I kind of remember it. You can YouTube it, but this was like a thing. This mascot was exiled from baseball, but yet on this day, he was reborn. And I think is the gold standard as far as mascots.
Oh, yeah.
The San Diego Chicken. Yep. No, it was the rebirth, though. They brought an egg out.
Yeah.
And he was reborn.
Well, he was originally he was from a radio station,
mm-hmm.
right?
It was a crazy journey.
Yeah, it was a radio station, and he had a partner with the radio station, and it went away for a while, and he came back just as the San Diego Chicken.
Well, I think the Philly Fanatic right now is a pretty popular one, but this was like he was like an actor. He came out in costumes, but he was still a chicken.
He did all kind of stuff,
right? He came out with like James Bond a couple times in a tuxedo, and he had a little bit, and he left.
Yeah, but he was strictly at San Diego games, at Padres games, and you know, once he came out and, you know, reinvented, he was on tour. He was everywhere.
And got in some famous fights, like him and Tommy Lasorda got
you know.
Famous fight. But, yeah, he was reborn on this day. I'll tell you when you forgot about. Today was the day that we all had President Cheney. That's right. On this day in 2002, Dick Cheney became the President of the United States for 2.5 hours. While W went and had a procedure done.
Wow.
But while he's under anesthetic, somebody has to put their hand on the Bible, and Dick Cheney was president for 2.5 hours. That reminds me of the story. You heard James Worthy ever talk about, I seen him on with Steven Jackson's podcast, and he talks about his days at North Carolina, and he proudly says, hey, so when Michael Jordan was there, what was that like? He goes, I was better than him. For about 2 weeks. and then goes out about how Jordan had, you know, drove him crazy practicing and so on and so forth. And, you know, he knew he was at one more year there.
Right.
But 2 more years. But he left as a junior, which upset Sam Perkins and some of the other guys on the team. But, yeah, he proudly says, I was better than him for about 2 weeks.
Believe that.
Yeah. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We haven't talked racing this whole show.
Yeah, we have. Well, we will mention a little bit that today. They're up in Nashville today, making turns up there. The Nashville Super Speedway today, the Xfinity Series will have their qualifying. Well, Cup Series will have their practice and qualifying as well. Xfinity Series races today as at 5 o'clock. The Cup Series race tomorrow, 3:30 start time as they race up in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll see what happens. We're watching Chase Elliott. He has a win on that race on that track, and see if he can get a win. He's doing well in the point standings, our home folks, and you know, he has a win, so he's in for the playoffs this year. But you know, let's see how he does up there this weekend.
We have not been on the air since the end of the NHL season. So congratulations to the Florida Panthers
and Maria Martin.
And Maria Martin.
Man, she posted a social media post watching the final seconds of that thing. She was just bawling and crying. She was, it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
Oh, real? Okay.
Yeah. You know, but she was so excited, you know, to see her team win.
So now, shout out, Miami is now included in the group of big cities that have championships with all four professional teams.
Major League professional teams.
Yeah. Now, how many other cities can say that? We don't have that here.
No, well, no, we
don't have that here.
We're down the totem pole. We're way.
I'm trying to think. Dallas Stars, have they? I got to go back and look. I don't know that much deep dive into hockey. I think LA's got it.
Yeah, LA and New York.
New York,
for sure.
They've got them.
And Boston.
And Chicago.
Yeah, Boston. Everything's won in Boston.
So, not a lot of cities, though. Miami joins them. I'm trying to think of some others. That got all four. Cleveland? No, Cleveland, they haven't got Cleveland. A Super Bowl.
They don't have NHL.
Okay.
They have NHL, and they've
St. Louis?
And they've never been to the Super Bowl.
Okay. St. Louis?
Ooh.
That's good. They got hockey.
They don't have NBA.
That's right.
Well, you know what?
They got our
You know what, though? Our NBA won their championship in St. Louis. The Hawks won NBA championship in St. Louis.
So then that would give St. Louis...
That would give them an NBA championship.
So then that means that they've got all... If the Blues won, I think the Blues won.
Blues won, then they got one of everything.
Yep, so they're
there. They don't have the team anymore, but...
That's right. Milwaukee don't have... No, they don't have a hockey team. All right. Anyway, so congratulations to Miami before we get on out of here. Again, John Fricke coming up, top of the hour.
Philadelphia. I'm sure some Philadelphia folks are screaming at you right now.
Well, I didn't say I knew them all. I'm reaching for them right now. Okay, Philly got hockey. They got all four.
They won in everything.
Okay, yep. Who else has got
Phillies
four?
Phillies have won. Eagles have won. Sixers.
Houston?
And Flyers.
No, they don't have a hockey team.
Wow.
Phoenix? They got baseball.
They've got
basketball.
They haven't won NFL.
No. Okay. Yeah,
they've been to the Super Bowl, but they have not won.
No.
Nope.
So San Diego wouldn't be one.
Nope.
They don't have one. And then you got Golden State, San Francisco. Ain't got one. Seattle. Ain't got one.
Yeah.
Denver? Ooh, hang on. No.
Not.
Rockies haven't won anything. So they're not there. This is scintillating radio that we got here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
Braves playing the Pirates today, 4:10 start time. Of course, they won last night against the Pirates. Let's see if they can keep it going. You got Max Fried going for the Braves today and see if they can get another win. And, you know, right now you just want to take 2 out of 3. If you can't take all three of them, you take 2 out of 3.
She is way too busy to bring her on here, but your thoughts on the Dream headed up to take on the Liberty and what you feel like where they are right now as far as coming together. I realize there's some injuries, but you know how you feel about that, what the possibility could be.
The possibility could they have to go out there and play like they played last night, and I think that's why Coach Tanisha Wright is giving them today off from practice. So they can go out and bring that same effort. They're going to need it. New York's a tough squad, and they have great difficulty with them. Well, most of the league has difficulty taking on New York Liberty. But for them to go to that place and continue, they got to have to bring together what they did, you know, last night and do it even a little bit better to have a chance to get a win. Of course, they're back home next Tuesday night. They're going to be down in College Park against Chicago. A lot of people want to get out and see this team. I can't spot you in them tickets. Looking at
what you've been
prices.
Getting asked,
you haven't seen the prices.
Well, I know what they are.
Yeah,
yeah. Y'all gonna have to choose between Usher or Angel Reese. Y'all not be able to do
yeah,
both.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Say that again. And by the way, we weren't gonna bother you because you found a moment, huh?
Yeah, I had to chime in.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to choose between Usher or Angel Reese. Y'all cannot do both.
Yep.
But that answers the question.
These Chicago Sky tickets are in the sky.
Yeah.
But see, that answers the question about why that game wasn't moved, right?
No, not
really, because, I mean, I see money left on the table there, so I don't know if they just couldn't organize it with State Farm or what.
That's a question.
Or Georgia State.
Or let me ask you, what's up with the Infinite Center? How many does that hold up in Duluth?
You can get about 12,000 in there.
Okay.
The
point is we got options in this city.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it couldn't come at a better time. Well, you're talking about Georgia State. I mean, there's been no consideration.
Georgia State's right here in the middle of town.
Yeah, so, Georgia State is a good option. I might say Duluth. You might be flipping a coin on that one.
But I'm just saying
Georgia State might be a good option there. Yeah. So because you can sell 12,000. I mean, if these tickets are going for $300-$400,
yeah,
you can sell 12,000 to 17,000 seats.
I would just think that would be a good offshoot if you're not going to be able to get into the city.
Yeah.
Now, if you can get into the city, cool. But if you can't, and from a business standpoint, get a little bit more in your pocket, Infinite Center is sitting there as long as they don't have something going on. But I've just wondered why we haven't heard about that being an option.
Yeah, I think it's so far away to the other side of town, and everything they've been doing has been to the south side.
I understand that. But
and I think that's the thing.
If you want to put some more people in there and you want to make some money, and again, you're reaching another base in this city that you're kind of connecting with.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get some folks that come to that game up there in Duluth that may not come down into the city. That's just a thought. I was just wondering why that happened. But, hey, we're going to be invited to the next strategy meeting.
Yeah, I know it.
We can bring that up.
And we'll bring that up.
Absolutely.
So you don't miss out on this cash.
All right. We are, listen, you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah.
We got some conversation going on. It's 6 to 10. It is tomorrow morning. It is Sam and Greg. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday. John Fricke is up next, and we can't wish any well on – we can do it on the Braves. We don't care that much about them. We got a lot more games. But Atlanta again, Atlanta United, Toronto, pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30 in case you can't get in front of a TV. Have a wonderful call, Jason Longshore and Mike Conti for the rest of you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com and take us with you on the Odyssey app. With you on the Odyssey app. Rest in peace, Heavy D. I miss that dude.
You mean Heavy Diddly Diddly D?
Yes, true. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That was very smooth how you did that. That was very smooth. On this Saturday morning, 29th day of June, every once in a while you come in, you like one of them Greg Maddox coming in around the corner fastballs. Break it in on right-handed hitters. On this, like I said, this Saturday morning, I want to thank all our guests that have showed up here. Starting minute of growth for the Atlanta Dream. Also, D. Alford. Griffin's own.
And he is there today.
And what time is that camp? About 20 minutes, right?
About 20 minutes. They're going to get started there at Spalding High School. Said they're full, you know, as far as people registered, but they're not going to turn anybody away. So if you're going to get down and get a kid between the ages of 8 and 16, it's a free camp.
16.
And he's got A.J. Terrell from the Falcons headed down to be out there on the field working with him along with some of his former teammates. You're going to have a good time. You're going to get to work out with the pros today. And you know, you don't know what young person will be there and seeing and meeting them.
Oh, absolutely.
Will do for the same thing he said about meeting
Michael Vick.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's just really giving it back in his hometown.
If you had to guess, who is the only Major League Baseball manager with 600 wins in both leagues? 600 wins in both leagues. There is one.
Herzog?
No. But he achieved the feat today. It was on this date where he got it at one of the, I'm not going to tell you which league it was, but anyway, you'll know what it is as soon as I tell you. Big Red Machine.
Okay.
Tigers.
Anderson.
Sparky.
Sparky, yeah.
Sparky did it. He's the only guy to get it in 600 wins in both leagues.
In both
leagues. And he got his 600th win with the Tigers on this day. And it was back in, I forgot this long ago. It was like 86.
Yeah.
He got that. But this is even more.
Remember, the Big Red Machine, that was 70s.
The 70s, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't coach nowhere before that. I mean, he might have coached, but he didn't manage. Here's one that I had forgotten about. And because he's slight of frame, you don't think about it. You think of this guy as the upper 2% of a corporation, not Bulldog, which is a nickname given to him. But on this date, Earl Hershiser started a streak, and he started it in 1984, where he did not miss a scheduled start from 1984 to 1990.
Wow.
You talk about that with
the starting pitchers today in the game.
Every start. I mean, my goodness. I know they.
In those days, you were still coming out to start the game.
Tommy Lasorda wasn't giving him no six.
You know what I mean? Right. You coming out there hoping to go nine.
Right.
And that's the other part. You know, in this day and age, the way pitchers are handled and how you have to handle.
But for 6 years straight, he hit every scheduled start.
Yep. That's remarkable.
That's impressive. And your last little baseball thing today, I kind of remember it. You can YouTube it. But this was like a thing. This mascot was exiled from baseball. But yet, on this day, he was reborn. And I think is the gold standard as far as mascots.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken. San Diego chicken. Yeah. No, it was the rebirth, though. They brought an egg out.
Yeah.
And he was reborn.
Well, he was originally from a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was a crazy journey.
Yeah, it was a radio station, and he had a partner with the radio station, and it went away for a while, and it came back just as the San Diego chicken.
Well, I think the Philly Fanatic right now is a pretty popular one, but this was like, he was like an actor. He came out in costumes, but he was still a chicken.
He did all kind of stuff,
He came
right?
out with like James Bond a couple times in a tuxedo, and he had a little bit, and he left.
Yeah,
but he
was strictly at San Diego games, at Padres games, and you know, once he came out and you know reinvented, he was on tour. He was everywhere,
and got in some famous fights, like him and Tommy Lasorda got.
Yep, yep, you know,
famous fight. But yeah, he was reborn on this day. I tell you, one you forgot about. Today was the day that we all had President Cheney. That's right. On this day in 2002, Dick Cheney became the president of the United States for 2.5 hours while W went and had a procedure done.
Wow.
But while he's under anesthetic, somebody has to put their hand on the Bible, and Dick Cheney was president for 2.5 hours. That reminds me of the story you heard James Worthy ever talk about. I seen him on with Steven Jackson's podcast. And he talks about his days at North Carolina, and he proudly says, hey, so when Michael Jordan was there, what was that like? He goes, I was better than him for about 2 weeks. and then goes out about how Jordan had, you know, drove him crazy practicing and so on and so forth. And, you know, he knew he had one more year there.
Right.
But or 2 more years. But he left as a junior. which upset Sam Perkins and so many other guys on the team. But, yeah, he proudly says, I was better than him for about 2 weeks.
Believe that.
Yeah. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We haven't talked racing this whole show.
Yeah, we have. Well, we'll mention a little bit of that today. They're up in Nashville today, making turns up there. The Nashville Super Speedway today, the Xfinity Series will have their qualifying. Well, Cup Series will have their practice and qualifying as well. Xfinity Series races today at 5 o'clock. The Cup Series race tomorrow, 3:30 start time as they race up in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll see what happens. We're watching Chase Elliott. He has a win on that race on that track, and see if he can get a win. He's doing well in the point standings, our home folks, and you know, he has a win, so he's in for the playoffs this year. But you know, let's see how he does up there this weekend.
We have not been on the air since the end of the NHL season, so congratulations to the Florida Panthers
and Maria Martin
and Maria Martin.
Man, she posted a social media post watching the final seconds of that thing. She was just bawling and crying. She was, it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
Unreal. Okay.
Yeah. You know, but she was so excited, you know, to see her team win.
So now, shout out, Miami is now included in the group of big cities that have championships with all four professional teams.
Major League professional teams.
Yeah. Now, okay. How many other cities can say that? We don't have that here.
No, well, no, we
don't have that here.
We're down the totem pole. We're way.
I'm trying to think. I don't. Well, Dallas Stars, have they? I got to go back and look. I don't know that much deep dive into hockey. I think LA's got it.
Yeah, LA and New York.
New York,
for sure.
They've got them.
And Boston.
And Chicago.
Yeah, Boston. Everything's won in Boston.
So, not a lot of cities, though. Miami joins them. I'm trying to think of some others. All four. Cleveland? No, Cleveland, they haven't got a Cleveland. Super Bowl.
They don't have NHL.
Okay.
They have NHL, and they've
St. Louis?
They've never been to the Super Bowl.
Okay. St. Louis?
Ooh.
That's close. They got hockey.
They don't have NBA.
That's right.
Well, you know what?
They got our.
You know what, though? Our NBA won their championship in St. Louis. The Hawks won NBA championship in St. Louis.
So then that would give St. Louis.
That would give them an NBA championship.
So then that means that they've got all. If the Blues won, I think the Blues won.
Blues won that. Then they got one of everything.
Yep. So they're
there. don't have the team anymore. But
that's right. Milwaukee don't have. No, they don't have a hockey team. All right. Anyway, so congratulations to Miami before we get on out of here. Again, John Fricke coming up top of the hour.
Philadelphia. I'm sure some Philadelphia folks are screaming at you right now.
Well, I didn't say I knew them all. I'm reaching for them right now. Okay, Philly got hockey. They got all four.
They won in everything.
Okay, yep. Who else has got
Phillies
four?
Phillies have won, Eagles have won, Sixers.
Houston?
And Flyers.
No, they don't have a hockey team.
Wow.
Phoenix? They got baseball. They've got basketball.
They haven't won NFL. No.
Okay. Yeah,
they've been to the Super Bowl, but they have not won.
No.
Nope.
So San Diego wouldn't be one.
Nope.
They don't have one. Mm-hmm. And then you got Golden State, San Francisco, ain't got one. Seattle, ain't got one.
Well. Yeah.
Denver? Ooh, hang on.
No.
Rockies haven't won anything. So they're not there. this is scintillating radio that we got here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
Braves playing the Pirates today. 4:10 start time. Of course, they won last night against the Pirates. Let's see if they can keep it going. You got Max Fried going for the Braves today and see if they can get another win. And, you know, right now you just want to take 2 out of 3. If you can't take all three of them, you take 2 out of 3.
She is way too busy to bring her on here, but your thoughts on the Dream headed up to take on the Liberty and what you feel like where they are right now as far as coming together. I realize there's some injuries, but you know how you feel about that. What the possibility could be.
The possibility, but they have to go out there and play like they played last night. And I think that's why Coach Tanisha Wright is giving them today off from practice so they can go out and bring that same effort. They're going to need it. New York's a tough squad, and they have great difficulty with them. Well, most of the league has difficulty taking on New York Liberty. But for them to go to that place and continue, they got to have to bring together what they did, you know, last night and do it even a little bit better to have a chance to get a win. Of course, they're back home next Tuesday night. They're going to be down in College Park against Chicago. A lot of people want to get out and see this team. I can't spot you in them tickets. Looking at
what you've been
prices.
Getting asked,
you know, you haven't seen the prices.
Well, I know what they are.
Yeah,
Yeah, y'all gonna have to choose between Usher or Angel Reese. Y'all not to
yeah.
both.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Say that again. And by the way, we weren't going to bother you because you found a moment, huh?
Yeah, I had to chime in.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to choose between Usher or Angel Reese. Y'all cannot do both.
Yep.
But that answers the question.
These Chicago Sky tickets are in the sky.
Yeah.
But see, that answers the question about why that game wasn't moved, right?
No, not really.
Because, I mean, I see money left on the table there. So I don't know if they just couldn't organize it with State Farm or what.
What's the question?
Or Georgia State.
Or let me ask you, what's up with the Infinite Center? How many does that hold up in Duluth?
You can get about 12,000 in there.
Okay. The point is we got options in this city.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it couldn't come at a better time. But you're talking about Georgia State? I mean, there's been no consideration.
Georgia State's right here in the middle of town.
Yeah, so. Georgia State is a good option. I said the Duluth, you might be flipping a coin on that one.
But I'm just saying.
Georgia State might be a good option there, yeah. So, because you can sell 12,000. I mean, if these tickets are going for $300-$400,
yep.
you can sell 12,000 to 17,000 seats.
I would just think that would be a good offshoot if you're not going to be able to get into the city.
Yeah.
Now, if you can get into the city, cool. But if you can't, and from a business standpoint, get a little bit more in your pocket, Infinite Center is sitting there as long as they don't have something going on. But I've just wondered why we haven't heard about that being an option.
Yeah, I think it's so far away to the other side of town, and everything they've been doing has been to the south side.
I understand that, but
and I think that's the thing.
If you want to put some more people in there and you want to make some money, and again, you're reaching another base in this city that you're kind of connecting with.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get some folks that come to that game up there in Duluth that may not come down into the city. That's just a thought. I was just wondering why that happened. But, hey, we're going to be invited to the next strategy meeting.
Yeah, I know it.
We can bring that up.
And we'll bring that up.
Absolutely.
So you don't miss out on this cash.
All right. We are, listen, you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah.
We got some conversation going on. It's 6 to 10. It is tomorrow morning. It is Sam and Greg. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday. John Fricke is up next, and we can't wish any well on – and we can do it on the Braves. We don't care that much about them. We got a lot more games. But Atlanta again, Atlanta United, Toronto, pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30 in case you can't get in front of a TV. Have a wonderful call, Jason Longshore and Mike Conti for the rest of you.
Yep.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.